Mr. Bundy, hold on. Mr. Bundy?
Yes.
He got on the other phone. Can you hold on just a minute?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yes, Mr. President.
I want to make a suggestion that doesn't have any originality, but I wonder why you don't get Rusk and the five ablest men in the State Department and go up to Camp David and lock the gate this weekend and try to find some imaginative proposal or some initiative that we can take besides just reacting to actions and just let Khrushchev wire everybody 25 pages every 2 days and us just sit back and dodge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all are supposed to be a brains group and have a lot of imagination and be soft on Russia. And yet, we act like Adenauer. And I don't think that we ought to do anything impulsive. I want plenty of deliberation. But I've been in government 6 weeks, and I've just had people tell me what I couldn't do.
Right.
So just tell the secretary that I would like for y'all to take your wives if you need to. If not, leave them at home, but go around and think and be some wise men and see if you can't come up with some proposals besides just having him run me in the corner and me dodge like a Mexican bullfight.
Yeah.
Now, does that make sense to you?
Yes, sir, it does. As a matter of fact, I had an hour with Lippmann at lunch today, and he has quite sweeping proposals that he thinks are just right for 64, and I've been brooding over some myself, and I think do you want something you can say next week, or do you want something you can say before the end of January?
I want something I can say next week, and something I can say before the end of January, and something I can say, man, that wants peace in the world, and I'm the guy that wants war, and I'm just a big, fat slob that they throw a dagger into, and I bleed and squirm, and just like a Mexican bullfight.
Mr. President, you're in a lot better shape than that, but I do get the thrust of your argument just the same, and we'll do it.
Now, the headline's all right, but we want to get some substance to our proposals.
Yeah.
Johnson aims at further steps toward peace. That's the Baltimore Sun. Johnson writing Khrushchev.
Yeah.
Washington Post, Johnson seeks power. When I told him we wanted economy, he said, Mr. President, if you want to give substance to your proposals, here are 34 bases in 14 states. And I want Mr. Rush to say to me, Mr. President, if you want to give substance to your proposals, here are four of them. And I don't want some warmed over hash. And if they don't have any, go out and get some young Democratic club to give you some.
Right. Old Walter has more per square inch than anybody else.
All right. Well? Let's have some of them. Put one or two of them on a ticker this afternoon. Let me read them. I'd like to have something fresh down here.
Right.
That I'd like to at least to massage my brain with. I read all about this brain trust that I had over there and all these State Department career men and the Foreign Service and all that kind of stuff. And all I've told, all they've said is this is what we can't do, Mr. President.
Yeah. Well, Mr. President, it is in fact harder than McNamara's business, but the challenge...
Of course it's harder. Of course it's harder, but Khrushchev's got somebody that's done it.
Yeah. Pretty thin pan.
Well, that's all right. I don't... I didn't say that we had to...
Better than that.
Yes, so we... That's what I thought. Our system was better than his.
Yep. I will send you a memo this afternoon. Do you use the specific business of breaking the secretary out for the weekend is a question of whether he does or doesn't, but I will get people working over the weekend in any case.
All right. If he doesn't want to, I can't make him, but I put out a statement yesterday that I won't cut out this cocktail party stuff and running around visiting neighbors. All of us go to work because I think we're in trouble and in danger. And Barry Goldwater's limbering up on me this afternoon, and I've got no time. Most of the time I spend denying the little old things. They talk about people pouting in the administration. So I want to get off of that line and get to doing something.
Sure. I will organize right away, and I'll report by the end of the day on the ticker what we're doing.
Thank you, Mac.
All right, sir.
Bye.